And if you would, open up your Bibles with me to Matthew's Gospel, the 26th chapter, the 36th verse. Matthew 26, beginning in verse 36. Throughout the ministry of Jesus, you find that he had made reference on more than one occasion to what he called his hour. The hour, an appointed time that had been predetermined even before the foundations of the world, the Bible says, when Jesus would be crucified and pay the price for the sins of humanity. And as Jesus got closer and closer to the cross, the hour was approaching. And on the night that Jesus was betrayed, after he and his disciples had shared their final meal together, they made their way here to the Garden of Gethsemane. Normally, the Garden of Gethsemane would have been a place to be refreshed. There wouldn't be the noises of cars driving by, and it would be much different than it is now. But in those days, he would come here for a time of refreshment, perhaps to rest as he would make his way up over the Mount of Olives to Bethany. Maybe this was just a stop along the way with his disciples. But on this particular evening, it was a night of agony. It was a night of decision. And we come to Matthew chapter 26, verse 36, and it says this: Then Jesus came to a place called Gethsemane and said to his disciples, Sit here while I go and pray over there. And he took with him Peter and the two sons of Zebedee, and he began to be sorrowful and deeply distressed. And he said to them, My soul is exceedingly sorrowful, even to death. Stay here and watch with me. And he went a little further and fell on his face and prayed, saying, O my Father, if it is possible, let this cup pass from me. Nevertheless, not as I will, but as you will. And then he came to his disciples and found them sleeping. And he said to Peter, What? Could you not watch with me 1 hour? Watch and pray, lest you enter into temptation. The spirit is indeed willing, but the flesh is weak. And again a second time, he went away and prayed, saying, O my Father, if this cup cannot pass from me, unless I drink it, your will be done. And he came and found them asleep again, for their eyes were heavy. So he left them. And he went away again and prayed the third time, saying the same words. And he came to his disciples and said to them, Are you still sleeping and resting? Behold, the hour is at hand, and the Son of Man is being betrayed into the hands of sinners. Rise, let us be going. See, my betrayer is at hand. Here Jesus tells us in verse 45, Behold, the hour. This hour that I've been talking about, this hour that I predicted, this hour that I've been pointing to, it's at the very doors. It's at hand. This is the time. This is the moment. And as Jesus was here, he asked his disciples, he was exceedingly sorrowful. Those words mean in the Greek language the deepest emotion of sorrow and anguish and stress that a person can feel. That's Jesus in his humanity. That's Jesus in the incarnation, yes, deity, but also in humanity, feeling every bit of stress and strain that any person could feel to the uttermost extent. That's what he was feeling in this moment, in this garden. And he asked his disciples, Can you pray with me? Watch and pray. I'm exceedingly sorrowful. And he went a little bit further, and he went and prayed by himself. And the prayer is recorded, and it was a prayer that he prayed 3 times. Father, if there's any other way whereby men can be saved, if there's any other way that we can do this, then so be it. But if not, then this cup can't pass from me. Then nevertheless, not my will, but yours be done. When Jesus prayed that to the Father, in essence, he's saying, if there's any other way that men can be saved, if there's any other way that a person can get to heaven, if there's any other way than for me to drink this cup of wrath and indignation and take upon myself the sins of the world, then so be it. But there was no reply. The reason? Because there was no other way. And Jesus, knowing that there was no other way, that he was the way, the truth, and the life, he willingly, in that moment, in the Garden of Gethsemane, submitted to the will of the Father and drank that cup for us. Human history began in a garden. The Bible tells us in the book of Genesis that it began in the Garden of Eden. And there Adam and Eve were in the Garden of Eden. But Adam, when given the opportunity to do the will of God, he failed. The first Adam failed. He did not fully submit to the will of God. In fact, he sinned and he failed. And as a result, sin and death passed to all men. But Jesus, the Bible says, the second Adam, Paul refers to him in Romans, here in another garden, makes a decision to do the will of God. And as a result, life and salvation and eternity in heaven is passed to all men. Decisions were made. One decision was made to disobey the will of God. And you see the result that came. But another decision was made in a garden, the Garden of Gethsemane, and we find that life, eternal life, was passed to all men. Two decisions were made, one to submit to the will of God, one to resist the will of God. It's also worth pointing out to you folks that the word Gethsemane means oil press. They would take those olives and they would squeeze them and they would crush them so that they could get the precious commodity of oil that would come forth. And the Bible tells us in typology that oil is a representation of the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit's anointing is represented in the oil being poured out upon the head. So here's Jesus, imagine, in the oil press, in Gethsemane, being crushed in order that we could have the power of the Holy Spirit upon our lives. This is where it happened. I want to ask you an important question. Here you are, it's your hour in the garden. Are you resisting the will of God? Or are you choosing to obey the will of God for your life? Decisions are made here. And this wasn't an easy decision for Jesus. Hey, this decision that he made to obey, well, it led to his own death. And yet it also gave others life. You remember Jesus said at one point, unless a grain of wheat falls into the ground and dies, it remains alone. But if it dies, it produces much grain. Much fruit will come as a result of death. And I think for us here in the Garden of Gethsemane today, this is a place where we die to self. I die to my will and I surrender to God's will for my life. And I believe, guys, that there are things that God has predetermined for us to walk in. Works that he's already designed, mapped out for us. And for me, in this place, I want to afresh, once again, say, God, I submit to your will for my life. I don't know what tomorrow holds. I don't know what the rest of this day holds. I don't know what the future holds, but I know who holds the future. And so as a result of that, I choose here and daily to submit my life to the will of God. Lord, whatever you have for me, I'll follow. Whatever you want, I trust that, Lord, if you're going to lead me, if you're going to guide me, that you're going to provide the strength that I need. And so here I submit to your will, whatever that is for my life. Not my will, but your will be done. That was the model left for us by our Savior. And that's what we're to also follow. If he prayed that, all right, Lord, I want to pray that too. I submit to the will of my Father. Lord, as we're here in the Garden of Gethsemane, God, we want to submit to your will. Lord, if we've been resisting some area of your will because we've wanted what we've wanted instead of what you've wanted, Lord, right now in this place, we choose to surrender. We choose to lay those things down at your feet. We choose to follow Jesus. Lord, we don't know what you have tomorrow. We don't know what you have today. We don't know what you have in the future. But whatever it is, God, help us now in this moment to choose to obey, to choose to follow wherever it is you lead. Help us to make that decision here. Lord, I pray also in this moment that your Spirit would be poured out upon us afresh here in Gethsemane. Lord, you died and provided that power for us. So we ask that you would do that, even in this place, in our moments alone, or we can just meet with you. And we ask this now in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen.